This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Bring up whatever is on your mind, 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And it was two-on-one in the last segment. I expect it will continue to be two-on-one here because you guys are the ones who are acting like addicts. You're the ones who are defending being on Facebook by attacking me because you're jealous that I was able to leave Facebook.
I'm only attacking you for claiming that you're not using Facebook.
Yes, I am not using Facebook except for maybe 5 minutes a week.
Except four, okay.
Yeah, right, because I don't want to bother Mark, who basically can't do anything technically oriented with going and adding whatever new amplifiers we have. In fact, I didn't even use Facebook this weekend for that because we didn't have any new amplifiers. But if we do have a new Free Talk Live
that
amplifier,
in itself is a problem.
Okay, so if you would have said that you use Facebook less or that you use Facebook very little, that's fine, but yeah, it is clearly
I'm down 99.9% on my use of Facebook.
You don't have to log on to Facebook to use Facebook. You're using a program that continues to use your profile. Yeah. You haven't eliminated your Facebook profile.
No, I have not.
And
that's because I need to be able to go into that group once a week and add people to it.
Through that profile things. And I think that's fine. I mean, you're using Facebook as you should. You are not interacting with trolls, right?
Like, I'm not scrolling either, which is one of the big time sinks on Facebook.
You're using every single feature on Facebook.
Every time I see somebody on Facebook, they're almost always scrolling. Every time.
Yeah.
If I just walk by somebody on their phone, if I walk by somebody on their laptop, and I just happen to notice, well, what's the website they're on? It's Facebook, and they're scrolling.
Is that somehow worse than playing Tetris on your phone or Angry Birds
if that's how you want to spend space? No, if you want to spend
it. It's not like these people would be curing cancer if not for Facebook.
They might be doing something more productive. You're certainly right that if you're spending your leisure time watching Facebook versus watching television, it's just one thing versus another. But if you want to get more things done, well, guess what? Every amount of time you're spending watching television or watching Facebook is time you could be doing things that are more productive. I've gotten more done since I've left Facebook, and I never did it with the intention of, like, trying to get other people to leave, with the exception of, hey, if you want to get in touch with me, you can't do it through this platform anymore, so you'll have to leave if you want to get in touch with me. Not that I think I'm that important, but I did get a comment from somebody. Oh, I won't say who it is, but he's a person who moved up to New Hampshire for the Liberty migration, and he says, thanks to people like you, I've been inspired. Because I'm not the only one. He says he's been inspired to remove the Facebook app from his phone and leave most of the groups that he was in. I'm on Facebook a lot less now.
Yep.
And he feels good about that.
Great.
So, good for him. I'm glad to hear it. And I'm glad that other people are leaving that platform. I don't like hearing that they're just moving over to a different ape of, a copycat or whatever of Facebook. But ultimately, I think it's a good thing that people are at the very least thinking about leaving and maybe spending less time there. In fact, Elon Musk is among those. He is apparently was not aware, though, when he left that his company SpaceX had a Facebook page. The SpaceX and Tesla CEO has responded to a comment on Twitter calling for him to take down the SpaceX, Tesla, and Elon Musk official pages in support of the Delete Facebook movement by first acknowledging that he didn't know one existed and then following up with promises that he would indeed take them down. And then, as of a few days ago, the SpaceX Facebook page was gone. I don't know if they've brought it back since then, but as of the time of this story from TechCrunch.com, it was gone. As of the publishing, going to any of the pages directs you to a message saying, sorry, this content isn't available right now. That's a quick turnaround since Musk seems to have only found out those pages existed about 20 minutes prior to his taking them all offline. He also responded to another comment on Twitter regarding his own and his company's prolific use of Instagram, which is, of course, owned by Facebook. The prolific entrepreneur noted that his Instagram was borderline since Facebook's influence is slowly creeping in, but it seems like he's okay with maintaining that presence for now. Prior to their deletion, both the SpaceX and Tesla pages had over 2.6 million likes and follows and super high engagement rates. You have to wonder whether Musk's social media management employees cried a little when they went down. But apparently, Musk also deleted his personal Facebook, which is why these other pages went down as part of this whole delete Facebook campaign. And I got to say, I'm not really familiar with the campaign. But I am glad to hear that that it exists, because I think Facebook is a big time sink for people, which, Mark, you did admit to in the last segment. You did admit that it was a time sink.
It is a time sink. I use it to promote Free Talk Live. I think that this I'm really ambivalent on this. Like, it's really schizophrenic in my thoughts on this. In one hand, I'm like, why do I care?
Well, because we can't prove that Facebook has ever did anything to
right.
send
has
new
listeners
to the podcast.
Has ever driven one single download to
it
the show.
Probably has. Driven yeah. one, but you know,
it certainly has
measurable.
Driven one. But it doesn't seem to change anything. When people get on Facebook, they seem to stay on Facebook. And
right, if you engage them, you're just keeping them on Facebook.
Right, I'm a content generator. I am an unpaid voluntary content generator for the world's largest media company.
The idea, and we've heard this in the like the radio industry conferences that we go to, the idea is you're supposed to engage with your listeners, right? So apparently being on 3 hours a day isn't enough engagement. Because, man, if somebody wants to engage with us, all they have to do is call in right now, but we have zero callers on the line, so we're just, you know, yakking about Facebook here. We've got other topics to discuss, including Pornhub coming up here. But if you want to interact, then you certainly can. But the idea is you want to interact with them where they are, right? They're posting on this social media platform, so you're supposed to be there to interact with them. But how do we even know these people are listeners? A lot of the folks who have followed our page or like our page saw something at some point from the page that they liked. So they clicked over and they hit like on the page. It might have been because they liked some witty meme that got posted or some video of whatever it was, some kind of libertarian thing. They liked that. So they liked our page. How many of them even know that Free Talk Live is a talk radio show? How many of the 90,000 people who've liked the page have ever gone to listen to 10 minutes of the show, let alone a full show? How many of them have ever subscribed to right. the podcast feed? So what's the value of getting on a Facebook page and interacting with people who you don't even know are listeners of the show? I guess the idea is that maybe they'll listen, but again, we can't really prove that they ever have.
Okay, and so that might not be a good marketing technique for your particular product. That doesn't mean that it's not a good marketing technique for any product, including ideas as products.
Well, yeah, you think that you can go to Facebook and convert people to libertarianism, so I say have at it, man. If that's what your hobby is.
God, I mean,
God has blessed you.
I'd rather start up the hobby of chewing tinfoil and shoving bamboo shoots underneath my fingernails.
But that's not going to accomplish anything.
Everybody's got
neither is talking to people about libertarianism on Facebook.
She claims that she learned about... Well, didn't you learn about freedom from some social bookmark thing, or no? I feel like you
I don't
have
know
some
what
kind
the
of
first
success story.
I mean, I was converted on the internet, obviously. I was living in Louisiana. I wasn't converted on Facebook,
not Facebook.
Specifically.
But didn't you have like some kind of success story where you converted somebody?
I've never taken somebody from statist to anarchist where I am, but
yeah,
I've definitely...
not generally a jump somebody can make.
Yeah, I've definitely moved people along that
line. Okay, so you've had enough positive... you know,
and that's what I know about. Like, everybody who you help doesn't necessarily call you up and be like,
no,
hey.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, and that's fine, but, like, I know about the ones I know about, and given the platforms I have access to, it is a good option for me. If I had access to bigger and better platforms, it might not be. It's just
well, you do
what
have
you
access
have.
To a bigger platform.
I can tell you this. if it comes down to making your point... posting on Facebook compared to calling into Free Talk Live, you're a fool to post on Facebook.
You're going
to
hit way more people listening or listening to this show if you
for
call
the time
Talk
investment
Live.
Of say 10 minutes of waiting on the line, getting screened, and
not
all
even
that,
that
stuff. right now, to reach potentially hundreds of thousands of people.
Yep.
For whereas on your Facebook page you post and then a dozen people see it, one of them calls you a douche and you're out of there, right?
Right. We're going to continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want. And then, are people actually moving from YouTube to Pornhub? Melanie's going to tell us about that coming up on Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here, the toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, Facebook probably ain't going to cut it, but Liberty stickers can help you, especially if you drive, because you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and people love to read them, you know that. Go to libertystickers.com, where you can check out a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. The nice thing about libertystickers.com is, unlike Facebook or some other crappy social media site, you don't have to hear what people think back. They can think whatever they want, unless they shout it out their window at you, which is pretty rare. You just kind of let them know what you think. It's a very one-way conversation with libertystickers.com. As we continue here, your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. We're talking about some people leaving Facebook in a delete Facebook campaign. Even Elon Musk deleting his own pages and profile from Facebook. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Scott. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I want to say hi to Melanie. I made her blush last time with my comment about her beautiful radio voice.
That is awfully sweet. What were you calling about tonight, though?
I wanted to say I was coming back on a road trip from California at Amboy, and there's Mad Mike Hughes in his rocket shooting off for the second time, and I was a witness to history.
You actually saw this rocket guy? Was that the dude who said he was a flat earther and he wanted to prove his theory?
Yes, and he went up 1,875 feet, and then he had a malfunction, and he floated back to Earth. I just happened to be driving on Route 66.
You saw it happen.
Interesting how people who don't know science at all would make a faulty rocket. Nobody saw that coming.
Well, I mean, we don't know what level of scientific knowledge he had, because he was
Yes, we do, because he was a flat earther.
Well, now, wait a minute. He was working with, like, some kind of rocket company in order to do this, and it's just only a matter of...
I'm delighted the man survived the experience.
I'm surprised he survived the experience.
And he's clearly brave, and it's obvious
there's
that bravery
line between bravery and stupidity, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could put this out over the airwaves, because...
That's all it took.
It's all over the internet, and I just happened to be driving by. I told my friend, pull over, look at all the cameras, what are they doing?
Wow.
And there was the rocket, and it took off.
So this happened in Bullhead City? Where was it?
It's in Amboy.
Where's that?
Amboy, California, on Route 66.
So it's down in the southeastern corner of California near the state border?
Near Needles, where I'm talking to you from K-Talks Radio.
And thank you for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. So, yeah, we talked about that guy, Mad Mike Hughes. What was it, over the summer or something? Several months ago, it seems like, at this point, when he had initially, or maybe a few months ago, he had planned to do the rocket launch, and the city, in that case, that he had initially planned to do it in, said, no, you can't do that, not here.
We don't want to deal with you.
So maybe he found some place where he could go and do it, or maybe he just went and did it without announcing it. I don't know. We stopped following the case. We hadn't heard anything about it until the headlines just recently that he had accomplished this rocket launch. Do you think that he proved it to himself that the Earth is flat?
I don't think he needed proving to himself.
I don't really care. I just hope he leaves people alone and goes away.
Well, I imagine he's going to be working on his next rocket. But I have not read any of the post-rocketeer interviews in that case. So if you've got more you want to share, you're welcome to join us. Let's go, in the meantime, to Frederick, in Tennessee, watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Frederick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I'm actually calling in and talk about obesity in America. You know, we got all these ads on TV about fast food, such as McDonald's, Burger King.
You can't say that on the radio. We pretty much knew that was coming because you're predictable. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM, just for people, you know, who don't know.
But for the kids out there that have never really grown up with radio, don't understand what radio is, we got a thing called a dump machine. This show, when we say it's live, what we mean is it's 7 seconds delayed. And if you come on the air and you use the N-word,
or
the F-word, or if you use them together, we could just dump you right out. We could dump you out if you use any word, if we choose to, but those are definitely part of the formula that we employ this dump machine. So now you know, and I understand you're used to the internet. You're used to trolling around 4chan and, you know, extolling Hitler or trying to convince Africans that Ebola is a goddess that Americans worship or whatever it is that you do on the internet to create havoc and basically... you're just waiting for the time that you actually enter productive adulthood, right? You know, and hopefully you don't end up in jail or completely useless in
life. I think one out of four Twitch calls is actually really good. Like, we've had some really good, thoughtful callers call from our Twitch audience.
Uh-huh.
But probably three out of four of them are just people trying to say the N-word on the radio, which is really lame. I mean, we've had some decent crank calls over the years, but yours suck.
You can crank this show.
Yeah.
Please crank the show. Be funny. Be witty. But
that just doesn't cut it.
Using the F word, using the N word, you can't do it.
I mean, is that really going to be your biggest achievement in life, even if you did pull it off? Like, I said a curse word on the radio.
It might have been.
It's your biggest achievement for the day. I mean, really. Okay, so you've managed to dial a phone and manipulate your vocal cords. Congratulations. A bowel movement is more productive.
Also, the only people who actually heard what you had to say were the other trolls listening on Twitch. So, you know, congratulations, all 12 or however many people are watching on Twitch right now heard you say that. But nobody else in the radio audience or the internet audience, because we also now have a dump machine here in the studio that is protecting the internet feeds as well from that. So the only completely live, unprotected feed would be Twitch. So, wow, congratulations. Look what you've accomplished. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see here. So we were talking about the massive, or I don't know how massive it is, but people are at the very least talking about leaving Facebook. I don't know how many of them actually are leaving Facebook, but apparently some people are going to a different platform, and I'd like to invite people to check out some of the alternatives, because you don't know what you're missing unless you go and look and see what it is. Check out the Free Talk Live forum. You go to forum.freetalklive.com. And it is free, of course, and it's not advertiser, you know, they're not going to be selling anything to advertisers there. There are no ads on the Free Talk Live forum. You just go to forum.freetalklive.com. It's part of the Shire forums. It's a great way to communicate with other Free Talk Live listeners and have your conversations organized and actually searchable. Because anybody who's ever tried to search Facebook groups knows how miserable of an experience that is. And, of course, you can't search across multiple groups. It's an impossible thing on Facebook. But you can search across multiple subgenres in the forum. That's no problem. Head over to forum.freetalklive.com and check out our Discord for live chat anytime over at discord.lrn.fm. We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Our number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got also the Discord on-air call-in line over at discord.lrn.fm, which, as we were mentioning before, alternatives to Facebook. Facebook is a terrible platform for actually reaching people, which is what it was supposed to be. And we've been talking about people who've been leaving Facebook, including Elon Musk, in a Delete Facebook campaign. You're certainly welcome to comment. And if we get a chance, we're going to get into this other story that Melanie brought in tonight about YouTube. People exiting YouTube and apparently moving over to Pornhub, even though they're not actually pornographers. So I want to learn more about that.
I would think you would use any other video distribution platform that didn't have the word porn in it.
You would think that.
Yeah, if you want to be taken seriously, yeah, you would think so. But we'll learn more about that story here in moments. Of course, your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we go to your calls and your thoughts. Actually, we're going to go to the Discord on-air call-in line room, where Cheryl is on the line here. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from New York. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, folks? How you been?
You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hit a treadmill, Melanie.
That's not very nice. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I'm sure you don't have any problems in your life, Sherrold. 855-450-3733. As we continue here, yes, that's right. We're actually going to jump Sarah ahead of all of the other callers right now. Sarah, in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, the APD here, they gave out 90 speeding tickets on our freeways in the last 3 days.
Okay. So
that gets you excited, right?
The state police have handed out 90 tickets on freeways, what, in all of New Mexico or somewhere around wherever it is that you are? I don't know the relevance, I guess.
APD stands for Albuquerque Police Department, APD.
Okay.
So it's on I-40, I-25 freeways in Albuquerque, within Albuquerque. So, but I'm very happy about it because it's better than raising taxes. No, they've already decided to raise taxes.
It's not better than raising taxes. It is the same thing as raising taxes.
Well, no, it taxes specific people.
Right. Well, most taxes don't affect everyone equally.
True, but
what they do is they raise gross receipts, gas tax, and property tax. And I know that you guys pay property tax. You were talking about it. New Hampshire has very high property tax.
They do, yeah.
So why do they want to jack up people that just pay mortgage payments, you know, that own a house? You know, they need to get, I'm happy because they're getting people that are doing 90 miles an hour, causing 10 car pileups when they crash and one person killed and or get their head smashed in through the windshield. So I'm so happy that they pay and help fund the city. Instead of people buying clothes or shoes. That's what
do you think
it.
That no false tickets ever get ridden?
What do you mean? False meaning people that are not speeding?
Yes.
Or at least not conducting themselves in a dangerous fashion.
For every person that gets caught, there's like 100 people that's speeding that they never got
okay,
caught.
Okay, that's not really responsive to the question, though. Do you trust the face value accusation on every ticket that gets written in America or every ticket in Albuquerque?
Well, yes, I do. Most of it, I do. Yes,
most
I do.
Of it or all of no? it?
Yeah, so most of it would indicate no. So is it yes or is it no?
Well, I believe that they deserve to be ticketed. Yeah, the ones that they get caught. They deserve it, but just like they dispute
I'm not disputing right now the legitimacy of speed limits or any other traffic laws. I'm asking you, do you think that every ticket that gets written is accurate on its face?
Every traffic ticket?
We can limit it to that, that's fine.
I believe it is true. Because you know what? Why would a
she's never driven a car in her life, so she has no idea what a ticketing experience.
You know what?
Is
here's what I'd say, Sarah, is that the side of the road's a kind of a dangerous place, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, accidents happen because cars are on the side of the road, and the police lights are designed to catch people's attention, right? Like, they're designed for that. They're supposed to catch your attention. So if you put these distracting lights on the side of the road and these highly paid, highly insured government bureaucrats walking along the side of the road, you're really sort of creating a liability from both a safety and a financial standpoint for the city of Albuquerque that's probably not worth the revenue that comes from the ticket. So what I would say is that, look, I don't have a problem with somebody really is conducting themselves in a dangerous fashion on the road, but when the cops do a sting and we're going to get the speeders, often they're grabbing people that are doing, you know, in some cases, 6 miles an hour over the limit. Some cases, it's 11 miles an hour over the limit. They all have their different thresholds, but it usually is something over, you know, one of the five. So 6, 11, 16, whatever it might be. And
I just want to say also that they ran over and killed a 12-year-old girl at the crosswalk in front of a school.
Who, the police? Because that happens.
Well, that's because of the speeding. I'm sure that the lady was
cops,
you know, cops speed, too.
Speed on their way to calls, too, and sometimes they kill kids.
Yeah, so there's a far reach in between being accused of speeding with no proof versus you ran over a kid in a crosswalk. Those are two entirely different things. One of which may or may not have even occurred, and one's like, yeah, you shouldn't run people over. I think that's pretty obvious.
Well, the thing about it is, how come you guys make a big deal about the self-driving cars running over a person? We made a big deal about that?
Man. We did talk about it. We didn't make a big deal.
I mean, I think it's an interesting story, but so at this point, we've got regular cars. This year, it'll be 35,000 people killed, self-driving cars won. So we're doing pretty good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So I prefer to get run over and killed by a self-driving car because I'm sick of having cars that people always try to kill.
That doesn't make it. That is so irrelevant. Your preferred method of death is so irrelevant.
As long as there wasn't a human behind the wheel, she would be happy dying at the hands of a robot.
I want to know what we're going to do to provide meaningful work for all the police officers that have to hand out tickets these days once the cars are self-driving.
Understand that quotas exist. I'm not saying you should do 90 at a 45. I'm saying I don't necessarily believe that that's what's occurring because there's absolutely no evidence that it occurred whatsoever.
Well, you know, I happen to live here. I know what they do. The speed limit.
You sit on the side of the highway with a speed gun knowing what speed people are driving? I don't believe that.
I would believe it.
But what they wreck? Like I said, they got 10 cars pulled up. One person gets their head bashed out, and the other one gets thrown out of the car. I mean, it's not funny. You know, you always say, oh, speeding doesn't do nothing. But you know what?
Why, Sarah, don't you advocate, I mean, a more serious penalty? I mean, if indeed giving people $100-plus speeding tickets is a good thing in your mind, then why not just go ahead and throw them in jail or maybe the death penalty for speeding? I mean, you want people to take this seriously, don't you?
Well, the thing about it is this is New Mexico. They have like 28 DWIs, and then they don't go to jail here.
No, but I'm asking you,
They don't go to jail for DWIs.
What about executions for speeding? I mean,
not since 1939.
Get serious, though. I mean, if you want people to take this seriously, why not threaten them with some serious time or some death?
Well, you know something? I don't know, but I think death is too much. They don't
too
kill
much.
People when they murder children here, so why should we put them in death?
All right,
for,
so we found Sarah's line in the sand. She's not willing to go all the way to the death penalty for speeding. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Plus, YouTube versus Pornhub? It's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We got moments remaining here. Just enough time for you if you get on the line right now. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Will our callers completely waste their opportunity to be heard by a national radio audience or not? That's what we're about to find out as we continue going to your calls and thoughts with an obvious level of callers coming in from Twitch, which sometimes can be really great, but most of the time has been pretty disappointing, let me tell you. So anyway, with you here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
But we do take them all of the calls here on Free Talk.
What do you want from 14-year-old kids that have had everything handed to them up to this point, including the game console on which they're calling?
I want them to lower the age of majority so that they can go be productive.
Get a job.
Yeah. Get a job, kid.
Right. All right, so.
Hey, I started my job at 12 years
old. Yeah, but
old.
Jobs are cool because then you can buy stuff and move out of your parents' house.
Right.
That's true.
And then when you talk crap, people have to listen because you got money.
You can stay in your parents' house and buy even more stuff.
That's true.
I mean, you could, but why would you?
Ask the thousands of people in America who are living with their parents through the age of 30 or 40 years old.
Yeah, I don't have a particular problem with it. I mean, it depends on how you get along with your parents, really, is what it comes down to. Is if it's not an infringement on how you're living your life, then, yeah, that's a great idea. You know, live with, you know, it's just roommates that care about you. It's good.
We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. We go to Otis. He's in Orange County, New York, listening on Twitch or watching at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Otis.
Hey, how we doing tonight, everybody?
Great. We're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I just want to say, you know, to all the trolls out there, you know, it's really tiring. People are just trying to listen, and, you know, there's some good topics that came up tonight. Like you guys were talking about Facebook. I actually tried to delete my own Facebook, and it only lasted 2 days. I couldn't get off it. It was tough.
When you say you tried to, how hard did you try?
You physically can't delete your Facebook, and I've had to try to do this for clients,
well, yeah,
and you cannot delete your account.
It's wacky. It's wacky like that. It's really wacky because They won't delete it. They're going to keep it around because they want you to come back. They know you're going to come back because it's like a drug. They know you're coming back for it.
You're absolutely
keep it around. They're crazy like that.
Yeah.
What I do to myself is I said to myself, all right, I'm going to delete Facebook. So I removed it off my phone. I said, okay, at the very least, I'm not going to add new content to it, right?
That's a good first step.
And then, you know, a couple days later, my friend's like, did you see this cat picture I posted on Facebook? Look at this freaking cat. So I go onto Facebook, and there's the cat. I had to go on to see the cat. And so you know what it is?
No, that just sounds like the most boring clickbait.
The internet really is. I believe in porn. Come on.
I believe Otis. I believe his story.
I believe it, but just, I don't know. That just doesn't sound intriguing
to me. People love cats. You don't understand.
Like the willpower. Listen, you have to have the willpower to overcome Facebook.
You know what? You don't like be a good idea if you're really trying to get off? Which some people I went to grad school with, they would give their password to somebody else and tell them to change it so they couldn't log it back on and give it to them after finals were over.
My problem is my password is after my dog's name, Buster, so I actually name all my passwords that.
What's your username?
My little dog.
Okay, but you could give someone...
Very nice. Everybody
loves
Buster. Thank you for redeeming Twitch tonight, Otis.
Change all your passwords now.
I just want to say thank you for redeeming this.
You might want to go change all your passwords now.
Yeah, she's suggesting that you...
Buster, I use capital letters and numbers.
Okay, but...
Great call, man. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it.
I hope that was fake.
Thank God. Of course it was. It was hilarious.
What are you talking about?
That was great.
Of course it's fake.
Best call of the night. So fake, but yet so true. I mean, he's
talking... Yeah, nobody's enough of a chooch to cut on the radio and say what the passwords are.
That's not true. People post their credit card numbers and a little code on the back on Facebook, and I'm like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. See, now that's what we're talking about with a good crank call. A good character caller like that who's got
I don't get to say the word chooch on the radio too often. So
he's got something to say. It's funny. It was well thought out. He might have taken a few notes. That was a good crank call. So unless he was real, in which case it's still funny and was still pretty entertaining. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But he's right, though, about... I've heard this about Facebook, is that they keep your account active for a certain time frame until finally supposedly deleting it after however many weeks. That, at least that's what they do with the Facebook page. So if you just want to go and delete a page from Facebook, they say, we'll delete that in 14 days. Give you time to come back.
Delete your account, and they will go so far as to tell you you cannot delete your personal account.
Your actual account.
Yeah.
And we know that they keep all your data on file.
You can
sort of
deactivate it, right? But then
you can deactivate it, but all you have to do is log in to get it undeactivated. So
I gotta say,
really
I'm looking at Facebook right now, and this joke was worth looking at Facebook today. It's got that Hogue character, the young man with his arm raised and sort of the fist of revolution. And it says, "My generation's gonna start a revolution." And it's got that drill sergeant guy underneath, and he says, "Your generation can't start a lawnmower."
That's cute.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right, let's continue.
Let's find somebody on Twitch who can't start a lawnmower. Let's go.
We're going to David, who's calling from a city in New Mexico that he says is named after pornography. Go ahead, David. You're on Free Talk Live. This will be good.
Yes, Albuquerque, New Mexico. I think they predate pornography. Well, I guess they don't predate pornography, but they've had that name for like 400 and some years, and even longer if you go back to the original Albuquerque in Spain. So.
All right.
I was calling on that rocket, but that Sarah said something. I had a fun experience on the interstate one time. Two bullet bikes were in my rearview mirror. I could see them about a half mile back on the interstate, and I could see they were coming fast, really fast. And when they went by me, the one they were parallel, and one was on one side of me, and one was on the other in the other lane. They were both about 3 feet away from the vehicle. And they were about maybe a tenth of a second in trail. So one of them rocked the vehicle, and then the other one did. And they were doing about, I estimate, 160 miles an hour. And I know what 160 looks like from the outside and from the inside. And when they went by and rocked the vehicle, if you've ever been rocked by a semi that's gone by, say you're parked on the side of the freeway and a semi goes by and it rocks the vehicle, They rocked my truck more than any semi that has ever gone by me.
Damn, that's fast.
That was kind of,
we got to go, David. We got to get some other folks on here. I appreciate the call tonight. Let's go to Doug. He's in Chicago listening via the TuneIn app. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty much I'm looking to get out of Illinois completely.
And, yeah, good plan.
I'm calling to find out. Yeah, I mean, I can't go into detail about everything going on here.
It's bad. We know. We know it's really bad there.
They did do the budget, but they have the debt continuing to go up. They're now at $14.95 billion in pension obligation of between Woo! $120 and $180 billion.
And they raised the income tax within the last few years and so on and so forth.
Don't worry. The United States government will bail them out anyway, so it doesn't matter where you go.
I hope that they don't. I hope that they don't. I want to watch it go down. I want to be off the ship, you know what I mean? I want to be on a lifeboat. But I do want to watch it. You know, they've dug their hole. I can't go into detail. I've done petition after petition trying to get our local rep here out, and everybody voted for him in the election that we had here. But what I'd like to know from you can be, like, in New Hampshire, do you ever hear them talk about, like, the libertarian vote? I mean, do you really have that much poll?
So the libertarians get talked about all the time.
Ian just got interviewed for an hour by the New Hampshire Public Radio over the influence, to some extent or another, of libertarians, you know, on each other and sort of in New Hampshire and, you know, just the whole thing.
Libertarians here get media all the time. We are something that the statists are very concerned with. In fact, one of the state reps here in Keene back in 2012 called Free Staters the single greatest threat to the state, and that was not an understatement. The libertarian movement in New Hampshire is significant, and it's growing slowly, but it is growing. And the more people that we can get here, the sooner the better. I wish we had more time to talk to you about it, Doug, but feel free to call back another night, because you're in the very last segment in the last moment of the show here. But we're happy to field any other questions. Mark and I have been here for more than a decade. Melanie, you're here for what, 3 years now? 2 years?
November
2015, so coming up on your third full year.
I know there's Nazis in Illinois. I remember that from Blues Brothers.
But, Doug, thanks for the call tonight. And if you want to learn more, check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film over at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's an hour long. And it is completely free, so be sure you do that. Also, whether you're in New Hampshire or not, you might want to find out where local businesses are that are liberty-oriented, and liberty.menu has that. It is a very easy-to-use site exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You just go to liberty.menu. You can list your business right now, tonight, for no cost. There's no cost to list as many things as you want to list on there, whether it's your business or events that you might be involved in or digital content that you've created. You can put it all up there. You can rate, you can review, you can share with others. It's really a slick site. And like I said, it's totally free to use it. Over at liberty.menu, you can use code FTL and get a special badge to identify yourself as a Free Talk Live listener over at liberty.menu. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget Melanie's website, tax.freetalklive.com, if you need some help with tax time. And unfortunately, that time is pretty much now. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.